Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Game day tomorrow. Buckeyes at the Shoe. Noon kickoff. And with comment, Jeff Logan, part of 610 WTVN's best Buckeye coverage. How does the morning find you, mi amigo?
Oh, it's terrific. Could you say that one more time, that game time is tomorrow at noon? That sounds so sweet.
Yes, it's been a long time coming. It's fun. Last night on Bucksline, you guys were mincing through it, and you and Bill, neither one sound terribly concerned about this year's team when there are, frankly, a lot of question marks on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, I think that's, you know, we talked about strengths and weaknesses last night, and one of the weaknesses, if you want to find one on any team, and this Buckeye team, would be in the secondary. And, you know, having Sean Wade come back after he had declared himself for the NFL and decided to come back to the team, I think made a huge difference there. But still, there's going to be three new bodies in that secondary. The front seven, Joel, I think are as good as Ohio State's had for a long time. Now, we don't have that Chase Young guy yet, but I think that we've got the potential to be a really good defense. But once again, in 2018, this Buckeye defense set a record that we're not really proud of, and that was one that was the number of big plays, 20-plus yards that were allowed, was an all-time record against this defense, which was no good. In 2019, they fixed it, and we'll see what happens in 2020.
Well, you know, you got some big shoes to fill. I mean, Jordan Fuller is gone. Chase Young is gone. No worries at all for you?
No, I don't think so. I think that the defensive staff is sound. I think that from an athleticism, we're probably on paper really, really good and capable. But again, you got to play as a unit and fly to the ball. And I think with the addition of Kerry Combs on the sidelines and his level of craziness that he brings to the table, intensity will not be an issue.
Yeah, craziness pretty much sums it up. So, you know, when you look at that, you know what you know about Justin Fields, Chris Olave, I mean, you know, all the weapons, I mean, even the freshmen, the noobs that are coming out on the O side of the ball, I mean, they're just off the charts good. So, I mean, even if it got to a point, Jeff, where we, as the Buckeyes, were having to kind of outscore our opponents, I mean, you know, putting up 50, 60 points really isn't beyond their capability at all.
No, Joel, I think this team has the ability clearly to be able to put points on the board. I mean, look at what Justin Fields did a year ago in his first year as a starter at quarterback, and he was absolutely spectacular. And probably the thing that was most impressive was his interception ratio was so low. I think he only threw three picks last year for the entire season, which is remarkable, playing the opponents that he had to play. But he did lose three big receivers in K.J. Hill, Austin Mack, and Benjamin Victor. You know, those guys accounted for 19 touchdowns and 119 catches. So Chris Olave and a bunch of guys that people are going to have to learn their names are going to be the new receiving core. So that'll be important. And then the run game, too, is brand new because we lost J.K. Dobbins to the NFL. And now you've got the fifth-year graduate transfer, Trey Sermon, who is a an Oklahoma running back who has transferred to Ohio State. And he, along with Master Teague, are going to be the 1-2 guys in the backfield.
Yeah. Do you get any sense at all that either of those two guys can step up like J.K. did? I mean, J.K. was off the charts good. And I'm not saying he didn't get some love, but he never seemed to get the love that I thought he had earned. I mean, he was crazy good.
Well, he really was. He had 2,000 yards rushing last year, and nobody really even noticed, in my opinion. And I think part of that was because of the extraordinary play of our quarterback, Justin Fields. I mean, he was the one that got a lot of that attention. People like the deep ball. They like to be, you know, see that ball being thrown all over the place. But J.K. Dobbins was a workhorse back there. Mm. First running back in history at Ohio State, Joel, in his first three seasons, to rush for 1,000 yards in each of those first three seasons. And I hope we will remember J.K. Dobbins finally for a long time.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, he was a stand-up and a good guy and all of it. Jeff Logan, our guest. We're talking Buckeyes, part of the best Buckeye coverage here on News Radio 610 WTVN. Of course, our game day coverage will start at 9 o'clock. Going to be at the Raising Cane's broadcast balcony at the Point on Lane Avenue. It's going to be kind of weird, though, Jeff. You know, we're used to game days being gonzo crazy with 100,000 plus in the stadium and probably at least 1.5 times that, people milling around outside. It's largely going to be a ghost town tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be really weird, I think. And, you know, I've had a little bit of exposure to this, having done high school games where they've had limited crowds. Yeah. And you can't compare a high school football game to an Ohio State game for sure. But on the other hand, driving down there on a Saturday morning and, you know, not seeing the jazz that's going on all around you is going to be a whole lot different.
And not having to worry about parking.
Well, you know, that's a great question. We haven't resolved that one yet, but I'm sure that we'll find some place to be able to park, but it won't be the same issue that we've had in the past. But I think these players are so keen on getting themselves into a game situation. Joel, the only thing that they can remember in their last competition was losing to Clemson 29-23,
yep.
And that one is sticking in their craw, I can promise you.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about it. So if you can, put on the helmet, go back to the day when you were suiting up in the scarlet and gray. You're facing an opponent this week in Nebraska, and a lot of people, myself included, I'm not discounting Nebraska, don't get me wrong, but I'm already looking at game two. I'm already looking at Penn State. Penn State, formidable opponent, on the road. This one, I can't say make or break, but, you know, with 8 regular season games, it's pretty close to that. As a player back in the day, and, you know, maybe it was the game, and you're having to get by somebody in week 9 before you play them, whatever it was, how do you not look past this week's opponent? How do you keep yourself focused, stay in the moment, when you know week 2 is a much bigger game?
Well, part of it comes from the leadership, and the seniors on this football team and the captains will be an important part of that to try and keep people focused. But I would say Ryan Day is probably the guy that has led this charge more than anybody else, and he's gotten these guys to focus on one day at a time, one game at a time. And, you know, that's a cliche that we hear every year, that we just take them one game at a time. But there's probably not a year where it's more impactful or more important than it is this season because of the limited schedule and the simple fact that you cannot afford to have that whoops game that would show up and cost you your entire season. And, you know, Ryan Day has challenged these kids, and I talked about this last night a little bit, Joel, on Buck's line, that he mentioned to his players and everybody associated with the program that they have a chance this year to either be champs or chumps. And, you know, that was along the lines of doing the next right thing as it related to COVID and to the pandemic. But it also has to do with doing the right thing come this Saturday in week number 1. The game against Penn State's not going to mean a whole lot if you make a mistake in week 1 and look forward to the next week. So they've got to concentrate on the task at hand.
I gotcha. It's fascinating. You know, when you think about Nebraska, you think about Coach Frost, you think, hey, this is a decent football team. Last 4 years, Buckeyes have gone 62-3, 56-14, 36-31, 48-7. So that's their numbers against Nebraska. What is it about this team that the Buckeyes feel like they can just throw it around the yard and put up some big points?
Well, they've really been in transition as they were through the Bo Pelini years and then moving on to Scott Frost. This is the third season for Scott Frost, and, you know, he's a former Nebraska quarterback. He's a guy that understands who they are, what they do, and their winning traditions. And, you know, he's 9-15 in his first two seasons. That's an improvement over where Nebraska was, but it's not good enough. And I think that season number 3 and season number 4 are going to tell whether or not Scott Frost is the guy that has the right recipe for success for Nebraska. And I think they're getting better.
Well, getting better and being good are two different things, especially when it comes to Big Ten football. Jeff, it's great stuff. Before I let you cut you loose, what's the deal with no Brutus in the stadium? I mean, when you talk about masked up and socially distanced, I mean, his head keeps people at bay. Why won't they let Brutus in?
Yeah, I think this whole agreement that was struck, and thanks to Jim Borchers, our team physician, who really is the MVP in all of this, but I think the decision and the agreement that was struck is that nobody associated with band or spirit squads, including cheerleaders and mascots, are going to be permitted, at least in week one. And I think that, you know, we can sit here and wonder why not. But I think what Ohio State is doing is having all of those fringe participants in the football game, the band and the cheerleaders and everybody else, they're going to be doing stuff before the game and after the game, and they're going to be streaming it live. So there'll be opportunities to get your Buckeye fix, but it's just not going to be in the stadium quite yet.
Well, as long as there's football, I guess I'm good with it. Jeffrey, great stuff as always. Have a great day, and we'll listen tomorrow. 9 o'clock is when we start our coverage. We're going to be down there pre, and then as soon as that game is over, bam, analysis. Ryan Day's post-game press conference. We'll cover it tomorrow, just like we're going to cover it all season long. Post-game show powered by TNT Equipment right here on News Radio 610 WTVN.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.